everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a to your chest. Like a vest for your in the city of we in that sunshine state where the bomb be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty. And be on a mission for them.
And we're back. And for those of you who know, that's Tupac singing California. California Love.
Well, of course.
Yeah. I'm sure this audience is quite familiar with
Tupac.
With Tupac, yeah.
I'm sure they are.
Now, yeah. I want to talk...
They're probably more familiar with Blondie, we had earlier, and Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Probably, but, I'm going to be talking about California and relationships. But before I do that, I need to apologize because I didn't look at the text line during our last segment.
Oh, Craig.
And we got some texts people took time on the Stolberg News Talk 920 KVC text line, and I didn't look at it. And for that, I apologize sincerely. And if you want to text in, feel free, 805-543-8830, same as the call-in line. And you can call in. I'm hoping you call in.
Well, in your offense, you're filling some big shoes over there.
Yeah. You know, it's like when that little kid puts on his dad's shoes and he walks around. Exactly. Those big shoes to fill. I can't do it.
And you were reminiscing about Flippos.
Oh, man, I got so excited.
Yeah.
So I have to, I'm going to read the text. Vaughn, the owner of Flippos, he left. So I don't have many of these answers, but here we go. Angela's asking, what do batting cages have in common with 8-year-olds and up to 80-year-olds? I don't know. Is that a joke where there's a punchline coming? So if it's a joke, send in the punchline.
Fun.
So yeah, there's that. Also, hey, Jim, there's also a swimming pool underneath the roller rink in Pismo.
That's correct.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, we have lost a lot of stuff in the South County there. Again, even Avila Beach, the old Avila Beach, like I referred to California Dream in the movie, to kind of revisit some of that, it's an okay movie. But you see the old Avila Beach, you see the old Pismo Beach with the old amusement park. I think they were trying to do something like Santa Monica there, but it didn't kind of come together like that. But they had a Ferris wheel, they had a carousel, they had it was just fun.
Now I gotta check that out. California Dream
in 1978 or 79 or something like that
this weekend.
Yeah, you got to do that. And it was just cool. And then, you know, I did forget to mention that Hot Shots is still there, which is the
pool hall in the old Pismo
in the old theater.
Yeah.
But I think by far for me the greatest throwback to that time is the bowling alley.
You've been there since 1939.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. I went there, was it 2 weeks ago? Me and my wife went bowling. Uh-huh. It's funny, I go in there, they don't recognize me. I go there all the time, they don't recognize me. As soon as my wife walks in, the tune changes. When I walk in, hey, welcome to Pismo Bowl, would you like some whatever? And then my wife comes in, hey, where you guys been? They don't recognize me.
Yeah.
And I guess so, the short, fat, bald guys, dime a dozen around here. Mm-hmm. But Asian dwarves, they're everywhere. They're very rare.
I mean, you walk into like the place where the roller rink was. I think it was Roller Dome, Roller Rink. And anyway, the Rose Garden, too. They still have the floor there, and you just want to get the skates out.
And have fun.
But you might run into a gift shop there, and it just lost something for me when they did that.
Well, we got a couple more texts. One, John's asking, will Flippo sell whole tri-tips? I know Vaughn, he will sell you anything. If you want something, he'll make it happen. So if you want a whole tri-tip, and I can attest, like I said, I'm a jerk when it comes to barbecue. That guy knows what he's doing, and it was delicious. So I'm sure if you hit him up, he will do it. Call Flippo's, and I'm sure he'll make arrangements. And
never mind.
And lastly, we got Cheryl. Hi, Craig. Really enjoying the show. Had no idea Flippo's had food. Great food at that. We'll definitely head over when I go to Spencer's. Thanks. Thin sliced tri-tip.
That sounded really good. You know, it would have been just great to have the tri-tip sandwich and then the pastry from, you know, the cream puff.
Oh, yeah.
And
believe me, when I'm kind of getting off track, but I just want to let you know, that tri-tip sandwich, he did what you have to do. Is when you thinly slice it, one of the problems is you don't have the coating, the rub as much because it's so thin. So what you have to do is after you slice it thin, like roast beef sandwich thin, then you actually reintroduce the rub into the mixture. You seal it off, mm-hmm. and you put it back on the smoker or back on the grill. And what happens is the you can cook it a little earlier, and then it cools, so that way it's easy to cut, because you can't cut it when it's super hot. So it cools, but then you put it back on the barbecue, and it starts to render the fat that's in it, and fat is flavor, and it renders the fat, but you also add more of the rub to all the sides, so it really has this flavor that just explodes. Yeah. And he does, you know, the butter, what do you call it, the grill, he grills the bun.
Okay.
So that way it's got a crispiness to it. So if you will not be disappointed in his tri-tip sandwiches.
I do remember the not to get off the subject, we're not really off the subject, but one of the major stars in this California Dreamin' was Glynis O'Connor. So that's kind of dating it.
I've never even heard, is that a woman?
Yeah.
Glynis
O'Connor. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll check it out.
Yeah, we got another text. Check it out. You're going to have to check it out. It's actually a decent movie. It's just, but it's, for me, it's like the scenery in the background.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
Well, another texter, a random question. How is roller skating more dangerous than axe throwing? Yeah, I've heard that's like a new popular thing. People going and getting beers and throwing axes.
Well, you know me. I mean, you even kind of referenced it. Okay, you can have a ball hurled at you at 80, 90 miles an hour. However,
You can't go
skate.
In a circle with skates.
And maybe fall down and bruise your knee.
Yeah. I could see, you know, maybe the insurance company said, oh, you got to wear a helmet. Okay, I can see it. But you just, you know, make it impossible for someone to open a roller rink for all things. That's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
So, I once again, thank you, Vaughn, for coming in. Owner of Flippo's, Vaughn Odermatt. And, really cool, really interesting. Guys, it's just funny that you can, you know, you go from being the guy that people bring in to start businesses to kind of wanting to take it over, and it becomes your business and, you know, passion project. So thanks again for coming in on that. And it looks like we do have a phone call, and we got Paul in San Luis. You're on.
Hello, Craig.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you guys are taking me down memory lane, you know, from in Pismo. And you know, it was interesting. This last weekend, I went and sat at that big hotel now that's on the site of where the Pismo Fun Zone was.
That's
and I
it.
Sat
Pismo
up there,
Fun
I looked
Zone.
Around, yeah. I said, "Boy, this place sure has changed." Because that I grew up, and that Pismo Fun Zone was, you, as a kid, as a little kid, you thought that was the greatest thing in the world. But looking back, what a dingy
it was dingy, yes.
You know, thing. They just had a kind of a little rickety roller coaster. They had a fairly small Ferris wheel. They had the one of those tilt-a-whirls things, and really, oh, they had the bumper cars. But other than that, there wasn't much there.
Yeah,
except for weeds.
Yeah,
a lot of weeds.
It was a lot of weeds, but it was just fun, and it's just like the classic Pismo, you know? That's the way I see it.
Pismo was classic. Did you guys mention, I just heard a little bit, did you guys mention the slot car track that they had?
No.
I did not know about that.
I kind of forgot about that one.
Oh, that was my favorite, right? It was pretty close to where the old skating rink is. And you kind of went up an alley, and you went upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that now. By the Rose Garden area.
What's that?
By the Rose Garden area? Maybe?
No, it was closer to the skating rink.
Okay.
I mean, it was like right next to the skating rink.
But upstairs.
But upstairs, okay.
But upstairs. I think what it was actually, you know how, do you remember going into the skating rink, and when you first walked in the door there, the ceiling seemed kind of low. Mm-hmm. And I think that you were underneath where the slot car tracks were at that time, you know, and they were above you. Have you gone into that little shopping center that they have where the old skating rink is, and you could actually see the wooden floor from the skating rink?
You know, I was noticing that when I went in there a couple of years ago. I was walking around, and I thought, these are some really nice floors.
It was a skating rink.
And that's that. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what's under the floor?
Yeah, someone had just mentioned there was a pool.
The pool, yeah.
Yes.
Did it retract like in It's a Wonderful Life, or was it just in the story below?
It was actually a saltwater pool.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, and it was just an open pool, and when they built the skating rink, they just built it over the pool, and I have a friend who's a contractor, and he said he had to go in there underneath one time, you know, because they were going to do some work on the foundation, and he said you could still walk through the pool, and there's these pylons that go up, you know, and actually hold up the floor, and he says it's really something to see.
Yeah. If you like the old school pictures of Pismo Beach, they have all this
all right, now
really
I,
old pictures.
Now Pismo. I have a mission for this weekend to research
you
old Pismo.
You can kind of see some of that stuff.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for calling in.
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Paul. All right. Well, what I wanted to talk about was relationships, and we're going to be back with that. But it's also going to be kind of a last call, so you can call in and talk about relationships. I'm going to make my case for the fact that I think – I think conservatives more, but I would say all Californians to somewhat are in a bad relationship right now, and it's not with our significant other. It's with the state of California.
Somebody and, in Sacramento.
Yeah, and maybe we need to rethink this relationship, and I want to talk about that, but it's also last call, so if you got something you want to talk about, feel free to call in. You know the numbers. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Or you can text in on the Stahlberg Law KVEC text line, and I promise that I will try to read it if I remember to get that proper screen up. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. We're back. News Talk 920 KVEC. I'm Craig Hill filling in for Dave Congleton. And we're talking about, well, my central thesis, my idea for today was going to be talking about bad relationships in the last hour. And not with people, you know, not your girlfriend, not your boyfriend, but with your state, the state of California, state of mind, the place, you know, what do they call it? The land of milk and honey. And I just thought maybe we should talk about our relationship with the state. Or if you want to call in, you can talk about that. I need people to call in because I want to see how your relationship with the state is. How are you feeling? Are you represented? Do you feel that California has your best interest at heart? Or is it handing you your hat? Are they signaling it's time for you to go? Are they telling you that you're not important to them anymore? And if you want to give us a call, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832, and tell us, do you think you're in a bad relationship with the state of California? Also, we're doing a last call. So if you want to call in and talk about anything else, feel free. But that's just what I wanted to get to. And one of the ideas that I kind of were thinking about for this, why it came to my mind, was the fact that I've had relationships to where they were just not nice. These, you know, my ex-girlfriends were just not nice, but because they were really, really hot, I stuck around. You know, I've said it before. I'm short, fat, molding.
That's kind of normal.
Yeah. You know, the redonkulously hot scale keeps you around.
Yeah.
And, that's to me, that's California.
Well, the other things that might keep you around too, but there you are.
No, it's
a family show here.
California is that really, really hot girl or the hot guy that is, you know, out of your reach and will just treat you like crap and you just take it. And California is less and less the place you want to be, at least for, I think, myself, conservatives and other people who are fleeing. I'm not the only one because according to what U.S. News and other sources, I think we had the first contraction in the history of the state of California last year. And other people are leaving. And I think about the reason you leave somebody, the reason you leave a relationship isn't for something better. You don't break up with someone because someone else better comes along. You break up with somebody, you leave the relationship because the person you're with or the place you're with, the business, the state you're with, isn't giving you what you need. That's why you do it. That's why you cheat. That's why you break up. That's why you do whatever you do, is because the relationship you're currently having is not fulfilling enough and you don't feel respected and loved. And that's what it is. You don't leave for something better. And you just go look for something. You look for something better. You look for the thing, the place, the person that's going to give you what you want. You want to be heard. You want to be respected. You want to be prioritized. You want to know that you matter and that the love that you have is reciprocated. You know, if you're dating somebody or living in a state, you want to feel like you're appreciated. And if you're not, you might stick around for a while because they got great weather, palm trees, and surf. But eventually, you're going to look somewhere else for fulfillment, to fulfill your soul, your spirit, whatever you got. And right now, we got Danny calling from Napomo. You're on. What's up, Danny?
Okay, so my feelings is the state of California is turning to crap caused by progressive ideas and politics. The highways are falling apart. The state park is being taken away from people that just want to recreate. Jobs are being squeezed out. Whole industries like logging and fishing is being just absolutely squashed. And the state politicians don't care about just the normal people of this state.
You know, it's interesting, those things you pointed out. I had some little factoids ready to go because, you know, just doing my due diligence, I was realizing that 265, according to U.S. News, 265 business headquarters relocated over the last 3 years, 3.5 years. And they're moving out of here because they're in a relationship that they don't like, and they're going to states that want them there, ones that incentivize them to be there. And it's not all about money. It's about respect and the idea that we are encouraging you to do business. And California, I don't know, you know, if you remember, I don't. I mean, I barely, I'm only like 49, but we used to have factories and big, you know, big car plants. We made car. We were like Junior Detroit. And then we forget about the fact that we're running out of time. So let's catch us on the other side of the hour. News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVC. Thanks for calling. Enjoying some well-deserved time off for his birthday, which was yesterday.
I was just going to say, that's not music I would have heard at Roller Dome Roller Rink, though.
No, a little too rocking.
Probably. That's more the music I was into. However, Blondie was it, and ABBA when you were at the Roller Dome. Anyway.
The Roller Dome here in California, which we're trying to figure out if we're in a bad relationship, you, me, everyone else. I mean, we have, for me, being a conservative, it's, I think, worse, but even, you know, liberals, even, you know, your hard left, they still have to pay taxes. Well, maybe. They still, you know, pay the taxes. They still got to pay the bills. They got to, you know, the house payment. They have to live in the same state that we all live in. And it can't be a picnic for them either. And you had mentioned something off air about water.
Yeah, what we were talking about during, I'm not sure whether it was ABC News or California Headline News, talking about the governor giving back this $300 million or whatever through the, you know, giving back to the taxpayers. I'd rather have them take the money and fix some of the stuff personally. Now, like, we've got the roads and that's an issue.
Yeah, we have the highest gas taxes and amongst the worst roads.
Yeah, I know. And either fix the stuff or, you know, maybe take and divert it like they're supposed, you know, not supposed to do.
Yeah.
But invest in, like, oh, I don't know, watershed?
Yeah, that, you know, the thing is, you're mentioning the gas, and and that goes to my premise of being in a relationship is we're giving. We're all giving in the form of taxes.
Yeah.
And but what are we getting back?
Nothing.
And with water, you mention, you know, Gavin Newsom, a couple months ago, he was here. He went to the lake here, Lopez, I think it was, and asked people to conserve water, more water. He'd already asked people to conserve water. Now he's asking for people to conserve more water. But then I ask, what are you doing? I don't see any new reservoirs being slated.
Exactly.
And just recently, I read actually yesterday about a plant down in, I think it was Huntington Beach. They wanted to use it as a desal.
Yeah, but and, but it's being overruled a little bit because of, well, because it
Coastal Commission
it might screw up the plankton or something like that.
Whatever. And it's like, okay, we have a solution. We have something that can fix the problem.
Which, by the way, was supposed to bring in 50 million gallons of water a day.
Yeah. And, nope, that gets shut down. So we're being asked as Californians to go without. We're being asked to use less water. We're being asked to use less space. They want to build, you know, high-density track homes instead of wide spaces. No more front lawns. We're being asked to give things up and to sacrifice, but yet I don't see the state doing any of that.
I got a call coming through, but I can mention too, how much of a carbon footprint did it cost the governor to come to Lopez Lake?
To come here and complain.
And complain.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to get this, the call went away, I'm sorry, get this carbon footprint down, but he flies into San Luis Obispo. He takes a motorcade out to Lopez Lake. He takes the highway patrol, which is by his, by the way, his bodyguard, basically, out there. It costs us a lot of money for him to do that. And I just kind of wish that he would have used the money somewhere else. And I don't know.
Well, if you want to voice your opinion out there, whether you're in a bad relationship with the state of California or, you know, just last call, if you got something you want to talk about, give us a call. 805-543-8830 or toll free 800-549-5832.
You hit on a thing with me, Craig, here, by the way. Okay, here's another one on a national basis. Okay. Okay. The beast gets 8 miles to the gallon. The president's car gets 8 miles to the gallon. They're asking us to.
He takes the train now.
Yeah. Asking us to conserve fuel.
Yeah. And that's the thing is in California, we're being asked to give and give up. Give up more money. That's for sure. We're doing that. And what are we getting back? I'm seeing reports of, stories, let's say, in the Bay Area. There's a new thing where they're doing $800 a month bunk beds. So somebody has an apartment, a big loft, and instead of just renting out one of the rooms, what they're doing is they're putting in these massive bunk beds that you can now rent for $800 a month. And it is literally a cube, a general space for everyone, and a cube that you sleep in at $800 a month. And it seems to me that life is not getting better. We are not seeing the same quality of life that we have had in the past, but yet we're being asked to pay more for a lower quality of life. And now we got Eric in Templeton. You're up. What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, so far so good.
I was going to continue on the water just a little bit because this is one of the things that really makes me tired of California. We have a governor that kind of makes these blanket statements, and water is just one example. So we all need to conserve water. We have new restrictions. And if you look at, say, like Paso Atascadero, they're not in a water problem. There's a basin in Paso that has a water problem. And needless to say, Paso isn't one basin. It's multiple, six basins put together. One of them has a problem. You have the city of Paso Atascadero saying, why do we need to conserve water? We don't have a problem, but we make these blanket statements that everybody has to conserve whether you need to or not. You see it on other issues, too. So it's one of the things that kind of puts me out about our government here.
Well, with the water situation, how many new regulations are we seeing, and what results are we going to see because of them?
Well, we're not going to see many. And if you go back a few years, we had, I believe it was Prop 14, 7-8 years ago, we have billions of dollars to make reservoirs, and some of those reservoirs are just watersheds. We're not damming rivers. We haven't touched a dollar of that money. We have no plans to touch a dollar of that money. When he came up to Lopez, he said, I'm going to put $5 billion into water infrastructure. We already have billions of dollars. We can already use those billions of dollars. It just has to go to something he doesn't want to use, so it's just sitting there being unused, and nobody calls them out on it. There's literally at least $14 to $20 billion sitting there waiting to build new dams, and we're not using it.
And we're being asked to, ourselves to suffer, to give up.
Right, and we have one huge dam in the midst of being built. They need $350 million to do an environmental impact report. they don't know where the money's going to come from. Like I said, we have billions of dollars sitting there to make dams. So we're not proactive on this. I think it's more of a scare tactic that the government wants to use. We have the resources. We have the money. We're just not solving the problem. And that's a huge problem with our, you know, California state government. We don't want to solve problems. We want to scare constituents.
Well, and we want to regulate everything else. Well, Reagan had a great saying about what if it I'm sure you know it. It's slipping me in the top of my head. If you regulate it.
Oh, I'm not sure. No. Who'd you say?
It's a great quote from Ronald Reagan. I got to get Jim to Google it. And basically,
I'll try to Google it. I'm not as good at Google as you are, but
you got to be quicker on somebody the draw
can,
there.
Yeah, right? Somebody can see. I wish I had, you know, I had everything ready to go. But if you want to text it in or call in with the quote, it's basically if it moves, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. And I'm losing the saying.
Another thing that kind of bugged me, and maybe Eric kind of chime in like this, with this whole thing yesterday with like the Coastal Commission and the, you know, the water desal plant in, you know, Southern California. I think it was Huntington Beach, but they're meeting at the Hilton. Okay. Who's paying for that? We are. We're paying. Well, why can't they go and meet at some sort of building that's owned by the government? But, you know, they're staying there at the Hilton. They're drinking the water there at the Hilton. And nothing against the Hilton. But why are we paying for that? Why isn't the money going to things that we actually need to get done? And can the Coastal Commission just kind of get out of the way of letting us have some water here in California?
Yeah, let us fix the issues. We need water. We're asked to give up water. And yet, when there's a plant that can easily make water, it gets shut down for.
And I'm sure they went downstairs and enjoyed the swimming pool after the meeting.
Yeah. Well, if you look at San Diego, you know, they have, if you go to Southern California, you look at San Diego, they've figured it out. They have plenty of water. They have water for something like 20 years into the future. Yeah. And they still have these regulations actually quit. They have to stop using water. And they have desal plants. They have their own reservoirs. San Diego took a proactive approach. And you don't see the rest of Southern California taking it. They want to take the water from Northern California and not have to put a dime into infrastructure. It's all planned out. It's all there. We can learn from what we've already done, what cities and counties have already done. But, yeah, and believe it or not, we have county buildings and state buildings they should be having these meetings in so we don't have to pay for them.
Eric, do you feel like California has – you're in a bad relationship with California?
Sure, Eric.
For
does
sure, feel. Yeah. You know, and I go around saying this stuff all the time, and nobody really listens. And it's kind of like we have everything we need if we just held our government responsible. Yeah. And we don't do that. And you're in an abusive relationship where you're taking advantage of and just basically open up your wallet, give us more money, and we won't use it.
And you're giving and giving, and they just take. There's no reciprocation. That's and true. You as a business owner, not I would say small business owner, but it's a pretty good-sized business, you have tons of California regulations you have to deal with. And I found this out that California is the number one state in regulatory restrictions, and here's a funny thing. So we have 395,000 regulatory restrictions. Now, that's a lot, and then if you compare it to what the average is, 135. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a little bit.
I'll tell you something. I had a guy show up at my house yesterday. I have a outbuilding at my house where we make some of our fertilizers. And I don't do anything synthetic. I failed to do a report, and it's a report on synthetic nitrogen. I don't have any synthetic anything where I work. And I said, he goes, oh, you got to pay this and you have X amount of fines, da 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 da. And I go, I've never understood why I have to pay and fill out this report. And he says, well, our agency doesn't want to even know about it. We don't care. It's the EPA. And they want to know if there's a leak somewhere with these synthetic fertilizers, where to go look, you know, if a stream gets contaminated or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I go, but I'm not even licensed to have those things, you know. So I'm basically getting fined on something that I'm not even licensed to have. I would get fined if I had it here, but since I don't have it, report that I don't have it, I get fined because I failed to make one report out this year.
And you forgot to report that you don't have it. And that's there's
something
California.
I'm not licensed to have.
Yeah, that's California. Thank you very much for calling in, Eric. Like I said, are you in a bad relationship?
Well,
with California, and
I guess I am a little bit because I just had a shed built on my property. You know how long it took to get the permit?
You have to get a permit to build a shed?
Well, yeah, this one it did. It was like a permanent thing. It was, yeah, it was
affixed to a foundation.
Yeah. And so it took a year to get a permit. A year.
I'm surprised you actually got a permit. I mean, like, it's your backyard. What are you,
it's
just, your thing.
It's because it needed to get.
Yeah, it's California.
Yeah.
So and, that's my question is.
Oh, because we wanted to put solar on it, too.
Oh.
So, and
how
then
dare
that's
you?
The other thing. Now I have to have PG&E sign off on it. I have to have the state sign, the city sign off on it to put some solar on, which they're trying to get you to do. And it's just insane. But it took a year. And like, I'm not back on the beast and everything, which is out of California. I'm kind of like, maybe I'm losing it with the United States.
The beast,
States.
Which
like,
is the limousine for the,
yeah,
president.
The president.
But we're talking about California, though.
But I know. But he comes into California, the carbon footprint thing. Okay. The motorcade, the 747. You know, it's just, they're asking us to do all this stuff. And then, and they fly in to do this, which is totally against what they're trying to get us to do.
And that
because
is
it's so much of a carbon footprint to do that.
And that's a bad relationship is,
yeah,
putting out, we're giving out, we're giving up, and they're giving nothing in return.
Exactly.
So that's where we're at. Well, let's take our last break. In the next hour, we're going to do a best of, and we're going to be talking about, Dave is going to be talking about his new book, which is on Amazon, and that he had a local actor, a professional, real, you know, big time actor, voice the book for him. And it's a really interesting segment. So I chose that for the best of in the last hour. And when we get back, you know, we'll take this train home. I don't know what they're saying for getting this thing done, but we're going to do that and take your calls after. Ah, Biggie. Biggie, you gotta miss Biggie. Who doesn't miss Biggie? I'm Craig Hill, filling in for Dave Congleton Show.
Tupac and Biggie, actually.
Yeah, filling in for Dave. And Jim Richards is here, filling in for me.
Oh, there you are.
And right now, we're talking about a couple things. First, it is last call, so if you do want to call in, you can call right in. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. We're talking about, are you in a bad relationship with California, the state of California? Is it is it not treating you right, and does it feel like it's trying to push you out?
I wish, I know if Jason's out there for the Motor Mouth Show, Jason Ornelas, because we talk about this a lot off the air, and usually there's some language that we can't use on the air. But if he's out there, give us a call. But he definitely has a opinion about California right now.
And we got a couple texts. You can also text in 805-543-8830 on the Stahlberg text line. First one, Craig, I saw online smoked cream cheese. Have you tried this? No, I have not. Although I will be trying it soon.
That sounds very good.
Yeah, and we got another text. Please stop complaining about the cost of travel and security for our elected leaders. Their protection is in everyone's interest to keep them safe.
I get it, but it's just
it is what it is.
Yeah,
complain about it.
Yeah, but
so that's what we're doing. So if you want to just call in, that's fine. If you want to text, that's cool as well. My kind of one thing I wanted to hit.
Dave,
this was the most important thing, which is opportunity. In the entire country, all 50 states, California has, according to U.S. News, and it's not them, it's a report from a bunch of scientist types, California has the least opportunity when factored in with the difficulty with the highest taxes. I think I'm looking here, we have the highest tax burden in California, regulatory issues with cost of living, jobs, median income versus median household, all that factored in. We are number 50 out of 50 states in the world of opportunity. And that is where people can be upwardly mobile, where you can come from anywhere. You can come from, you know, France. You can come from Mexico. You can come from Chile. You can be from anywhere in the world. Come to this country and have amazing opportunity. But the least opportunistic is California. Now we got some callers. Let's get to them. Right now, Danny in Napomo, you're on. What's up?
Oh, Craig, this is Michael.
Oh, Mike. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, so, you know, what amazes me is people keep voting these people into office who have basically run California into the ground.
Yeah, you can ask anyone. Yeah. Has California gotten better in the last 10, 20 years since the Democrat supermajority? Has it gotten better? And I would say that the answer would be no.
Exactly. And here's a perfect example of the lies and the disgraceful half-truths that people like Gavin Newsom are spreading. And people actually believe this. He said today that he was celebrating a $100 billion budget surplus. Well, you know what, Craig? Here's the real math. If you look at California, $100 billion budget surplus, we're about $800 billion to $1 trillion in unfunded liability. So let me just ask you, if I tell you, Craig, I say, Craig, I got $50 million in the bank. You go, that's fantastic, Mike. That's unbelievable. I say, but I looked at my balance sheet, and it shows that I have $100 million in debt. Now, to me, that is bankruptcy, okay?
Yes.
And the only thing that keeps things flowing is this cash flow illusion that we have, but you have a governor that is just such a liar, and he misrepresents and deceives the people of California, and he thinks that they're, and I assume there are people out there that actually believe this nonsense.
Yep. You want to believe, and I gotta move on because I'm running out of time. I got another caller coming in, but I'm assuming that you're falling out of love with California. Thank you very much for calling in. Now we got Jack in San Luis.
Yeah, come for the weather, stay for the crime, and live on the shoplifting, right? And your previous caller, he nailed it. You know, I mean, it's this super majority that's brought to you, you know, that brings you idiocy in the form of Governor Hair Gel every day. And it's ridiculous. It's hard to be in love with a place that just beats you constantly. And if I was a shop owner or a retailer in this state, I would pack up and leave.
It is
embarrassing what we've done in this state. And the people that voted for that should be ashamed of themselves, because I'm paying for their stupidity. If I do something stupid and it affects me, no big deal. But when you stupidly continue to bring this supermajority Democratic crap to us, I pay for the shoplifting that's running amok in this state.
There, I feel like I need to have like an applause sign for that, because
probably do.
Yeah, that hit the nail on the head. We are living in a place that, you know, you can change the numbers all you want in California. Like, oh, crime's going down, except for it's not actually going down. They're just not calling it crime anymore. You know,
they're just not prosecuting it. Just not prosecuting it in any county. I mean, regardless of who the DA is, the DA couldn't keep up if they would arrest them. But you know what? This is the Californian utopia that's brought to you by the dunderheads that give us, you know, supermajority Democrat politicians.
And
I pay for those bills.
And are you in a bad relationship with California?
Some people might say it's dysfunctional.
Well, I would definitely say that, and I want to say thank you very much for calling in, but we are out of time.
And I would just like to say really quick, Craig, I'm not against the politicians or anything like that and their security. It's just that they need to look at what they're doing and what they're saying to us at the same time.
Yep. On that note, Dave will be back on Monday. I'm Craig Hill. Listen to News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Now the best of the Dave Congleman Show.
News Talk 9.